I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Hundreds of women were arrested in Washington, D.C. yesterday during protests against the Trump administration's immigration policies. Tomorrow, protests will continue across the nation, including at least 19 cities in Illinois. Susan Stevens has more.
Many of these demonstrations are spin-offs of last year's women's marches. This time, the focus is on one issue: America's immigration policies that separated children from their parents at the border of the U.S. and Mexico. In Rockford, organizers are calling it the Children's March. In Champaign-Urbana, it's the Rally to End Border Detention. In Carbondale, a church is putting on a Welcoming the Stranger vigil. Elsewhere, they're being called Families Belong Together rallies. Protesters are pushing for the abolition of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, a process to reunite families already split up at the border, and they also want a permanent end to policies that separate families. I'm Susan Stevens.
Meanwhile, a Brazilian mother and her 9-year-old son separated at the U.S.-Mexico border, reunited in Chicago after a federal judge ordered the boys' release. Lydia Karine Souza and her son Diogo stood in front of a row of TV cameras, smiling at each other. Asked if she had a message for President Trump, Souza responded through a translator, "Don't do this to the children." Diogo spent 4 weeks at a government-contracted shelter in Chicago. Judge Manish Shah ordered he be released Thursday, saying the mother and son's continued separation irreparably harms them both. In other news, House GOP leader Jim Durkin is introducing a bill to revamp the state's property tax code. The legislation would do away with the current property tax structure on July 1st of next year. Durkin says this is the best way to get his colleagues to tackle the issue.
By setting a firm deadline for the General Assembly, it will force the legislature to come together in a bipartisan manner to find a compromise solution that will remedy this crisis and help bring Illinois back.
Durkin says Illinois has some of the highest property taxes in the nation and that the current system is unfair. Sensational media coverage made it impossible for a Chicago police officer to receive a fair trial. That is according to an attorney for the officer charged with murder in the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. The Chicago Tribune reports the motion to move the trial was unsealed by a Cook County judge yesterday. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. In the news, newly released documents show SIU President Randy Dunn knew about a funding reallocation plan months before university trustees knew, and that he worked to help SIU Edwardsville campus administrators boost the proposal. Documents show Dunn coached SIUE Chancellor Randy Pembroke on how to propose and present the proposal, and also encouraged him to reach out to Metro East lawmakers and news outlets as legislation was crafted that would split the campuses. Dunn's critics say he undermined the Carbondale campus with those actions. Dunn also reprimanded SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno for his response to the proposal, calling the chancellor's actions misleading at best and insubordinate at worst. That reallocation ultimately failed in April. Dunn's emails show he was working before that vote to shape messaging and legislative response to the action. You can find more at our website, wsiunews.org. Crews are working this morning to clear debris and restore power after severe weather raked its way across southern Illinois yesterday. Ameren reports thousands of customers are still without power this morning. Some water issues in the city of Carterville, where the water pumping station has lost power. A boil order will be in effect as water service is restored. And in addition to that, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning, which will be in effect across southern Illinois today as temperatures climb in the mid to upper 90s.